football on Sports Talk 99.1 FM KPGM. Let's head out to the press box to hear the play-by-play of this Bahuska football game with your voice of the Huskies, Kevin Anthony.
And good evening and welcome to Oklahoma Union High School. It's Friday night, week one of high school football. Of course, the Huskies played last week against the Kellyville Ponies at home and fell 36-20. The game was a lot closer than the score indicates. A couple of key plays that turned that around for the Kellyville Ponies was early in the first half, a pass across the middle to Mason Gilkey inside, deep inside Kellyville territory. Defensive back Trey McFadden just reached in, stole the ball, and took it away from Gilkey. So Huskies looked like they were going to go in, take the lead early, and that turnover resulted in a touchdown for the Kellyville Ponies. And then a big run early in the second half set up a short field again, and they scored again. And then an interception thrown by Easton Kirk. It was returned to the two-yard line, gave them a two-yard drive. So don't let the score fool you, 36-20. Kellyville did win, but the Huskies much improved from what we've seen last year, and looking forward to trying to get the win tonight here at Oklahoma Union to even the record at 1-1. And under the coach, Matt Hennessy, new coach this year for the Huskies. You won't see any seniors on this squad either. These are all freshmen, sophomores, and juniors. So lots of new faces, new offense, new defense. Looking for great things out of the Bahuska Huskies, and hopefully tonight we can get that win for Coach Hennessy, get his first win, and even a record of 1-1, and then travel to Woodland next week to take on another set of Cougars, the Woodland Cougars. Huskies, like I said, fell 36-20 last week, so they're 0-1 on the season. First game of the season, Bryce Drummond looked very sharp at quarterback, completed 11 of 17 passes, had a couple of drops. And JT Waddle, one of his favorite receivers last week, turned in a great game as well. Easton Kirk's your running back. He did well catching the ball and actually playing a little quarterback as well. Huskies couldn't get much going on the ground last week. A big defensive line for the Kellyville Ponies kept them in check on the running game. But the passing game was sharp. There's a lot to look forward to with Bryce Drummond back there. Like I said, very accurate last week, 11 of 17. Throwing the football, and so the Huskies looking to rebound tonight, try to even the record to 1-1. We're still several minutes, about probably 15 minutes from kickoff, so we'll step aside, take a timeout. You're listening to Bahuska Huskies football on 99.1 FM Sports Talk, AM 1500 KPGM. Go to BartlesvilleRadio.com, click on Listen Live to KPGM.
Blue Sky Bank, 100% Oklahoma-owned, serving the people of Oklahoma for over 100 years with personal and friendly banking, bringing you competitive rates, customer service you deserve, and banking convenience with four locations to serve you better. 101 East 8th Street in Pawhuska, 400 North Broadway in Cleveland, The Box Yard in downtown Tulsa, and 3353 East 41st Street in Tulsa. Blue Sky Bank, proud supporter of the Pawhuska Huskies, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Preserving the memory of a loved one in stone is what McCartney Monument in Pawhuska is dedicated to achieving. Pay your final tribute with a customized idea or go traditional, any size, color, or style, with many designs to create your stone with photographs or images, words, and lettering. There's a selection of bronze markers and military replicas. Pet markers also available. Call Charmaine or Adam for an appointment to design a memory in stone. McCartney Monument, 918-287-2624.
Insuring homes and autos are but a small part of what the Tolson Agency can do for you. The Tolson Agency can assist you in determining your insurance needs and what it will take to protect you and your farm or ranch. The Tolson Agency is an independent agency representing small companies to better meet the needs of their clients. In business since 1905, Tolson Agency has gained the knowledge and expertise to advise their clients of suitable amounts of insurance and the coverages required. The Tolson Insurance Agency on Kahika in Pawhuska. Call today and schedule an insurance review at 918-287-4233.
Burbank Materials wants to help you rock and road. When you're building roadways and driveways, you gotta have rock to build that road, and Burbank Materials has what you need. Whether it's rock for oil field roads, access roads, maintenance roads, ranch roads, or even driveways, Burbank Materials can supply you with small orders or semi-truckloads. Burbank Materials, Highway 16 and 18, at the flashing light, go 1 mile north and 1.5 miles west. Burbank Materials, they know how to rock.
Who doesn't like Mexican food? Rancho Los Primos in Pawhuska is one of the best Mexican restaurants around. It's like Little Mexico with the big Mexican taste. You'll find daily specials that fit right into a tight budget. And celebrating football season, Rancho Los Primos is treating the football players and coaches to $1 soda drinks along with $1 off meals all season long. Delicious Mexican cuisine with a great price. Rancho Los Primos at 205 East Main. Call or dine in. 918-640-5086.
The Prairie Cottage in Pawhuska has opened its doors for a delightful shopping excursion. Declaring a style of their own with a rustic touch of home decor, Brighton and rustic cuff jewelry and bags. Step out in the latest Calamity Jane Oklahoma t-shirts, along with their numerous other Oklahoma branded gift items. Gather in the kitchen with darling towels, shakers, decor, and such that inspire you to entertain. All at the Prairie Cottage, 127 West Main in Pawhuska.
Pawhuska Hospital has opened Pawhuska Family Medical Clinic. Dr. Cameron Rumsey, Medical Director, and the highly qualified staff at Pawhuska Family Medical Clinic are scheduling and accepting new patients. Excellent customer service with scheduling and final processing to provide you a short wait time. They work closely with the Pawhuska Hospital, equipped for further testing and procedures if needed. Caring providers with quality care close to home. Pawhuska Family Medical Clinic, next to Pawhuska Hospital.
Blue Sky Bank, 100% Oklahoma-owned, serving the people of Oklahoma for over 100 years with personal and friendly banking, bringing you competitive rates, customer service you deserve, and banking convenience with four locations to serve you better. 101 East 8th Street in Pawhuska, 400 North Broadway in Cleveland, The Box Yard in downtown Tulsa, and 3353 East 41st Street in Tulsa. Blue Sky Bank, proud supporter of the Pawhuska Huskies, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When losing a family loved one, whether expected or not, the mourning and loss take hold. Kendrick McCartney Johnson Funeral Home in Pawhuska is known for their care and compassion. Decision-making is at the forefront and usually the last thing you want to think about. Adam and Chris are there to help you quickly make choices with more comfort and less stress. Kendrick McCartney Johnson Funeral Home, offering pre-planning to save your family duress at such a difficult time. Call Charmaine for an appointment, 918-287-2297.
Insuring homes and autos are but a small part of what the Tolson Agency can do for you. The Tolson Agency can assist you in determining your insurance needs and what it will take to protect you and your farm or ranch. The Tolson Agency is an independent agency representing small companies to better meet the needs of their clients. In business since 1905, Tolson Agency has gained the knowledge and expertise to advise their clients of suitable amounts of insurance and the coverages required. The Tolson Insurance Agency on Kahika in Pawhuska. Call today and schedule an insurance review at 918-287-4233.
More tours have been added.
Roaming the Osage, historic scenic tour.
Enjoy a historical and scenic tour in and around Pawhuska and learn more and enjoy the view of the Osage Hills, the Tallgrass Prairie, the Drummond Ranch, and much more. Tour in a convertible Mercedes bus and now offering tours to the Drummond Lodge. Call now for available dates. Tours are limited. If you're headed to Pawhuska or to the Mercantile, reserve your space. With
Roaming the Osage Historic Scenic Tour.
Call 918-440-5312. Just kick back and enjoy this guided 90-minute tour in a convertible BMW bus. And find out why thousands have liked us on Facebook.
Roaming the Osage Historic Scenic Tour.
Located just 4 blocks east of the Mercantile on Main Street. 918-440-5312. You'll be glad you did. 918-440-5312. 440-5312.
And good evening and welcome back to Oklahoma Union High School. We're just a few minutes from the opening kickoff between the Pawhuska Huskies and the Oklahoma Union Cougars. We are high atop the press box. I will apologize now for any wind noise you might be picking up. Husky captains making their way to the field. Looks like the entire Oklahoma Union team is going to come out to the sideline It appears their captains are going to be number 55, Brendan Riemann, and number 5, Hunter Harris. I believe Hunter Harris is the quarterback for the Cougars. And as soon as the Huskies turn the corner over there, so we can see their numbers, we'll tell you who the captains for the Huskies are. It is a windy night here in at Oklahoma Union High School.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise for the playing of the national anthem by the Oklahoma Union Cougar Band.
And now they're going to play the national anthem prior to the captains, so... And that was the playing of the national anthem by the Oklahoma Union Cougar Band. Now we'll get you the...
Dear God, we thank you for everything that you've done for us. Father,
sorry, just a moment of prayer.
I ask that you play us safe and that they would exhibit good sportsmanship. I pray that everyone will have a safe ride home. And in your son's name we pray. Amen.
And after that moment of prayer, now we will get you the captains for the Pawhuska Huskies. Number 7 is JT Waddle, wide receiver, defensive back. Number 9, Bryce Drummond, quarterback. Number 22, Easton Kirk. You'll see him at running back and quarterback and some defensive back. Number 60, Tristan McCartney, lineman. And number 2, Cade McNeil. And number 54, Hunter Reed. Both captains making their way to midfield now for the coin toss. We're just a few minutes away from the opening kick. Both teams shaking hands now at midfield, waiting on the referee's last-minute instructions.
Tonight's officials are referee Chris Nunn, umpire Judd Ernest, lineman Mark Boynton, line judge Mike Tindall, and back judge David Bridges.
Head referee giving his final instructions to both teams before he throws the coin into the air. Huskies will travel again next week. They'll be in Fairfax to take on the Woodland Cougars. Still instructions going on by two officials now. And it looks like Oklahoma Union has won the toss and they'll defer to the second half, so the Huskies will have the football moving from our right to left when we begin play here momentarily. Just like to remind you tonight, tonight's kickoff brought to you by American Heritage Bank. American Heritage Bank is ready when you are, whether you need them once a week or once a year. American Heritage Bank stands ready to serve all your financial needs, from car loans to investing in your business or advising you on a comprehensive retirement plan through their in-house investment center. American Heritage Bank is fully equipped to go the distance for you. Stop in and see them Monday morning. It's Simply Better Banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender. So the Huskies will have the ball to start the game. We'll see if they can drive down the field and play ahead this week. Huskies down in the end zone to our far left. Oklahoma Union already on their sideline right here in front of us. Cougars wearing their all maroon shirts, maroon pants, white stripe down the side of the pants, white letters and numbers, white helmets. Huskies wearing their black pants, white shirts, orange numbers trimmed, or black numbers trimmed in orange, and, of course, the black helmets that they donned last week for the first time. Second game of Coach Matt Hennessy's era here at Pawhuska. Huskies looking to get in the win column, really for the first time since the 2016 season. Huskies went 0-10 last year, but last week's game showed marked improvement in all phases of the game. Penalties, a big thing that Heath noticed, and I'm Kevin Anthony, your voice of the Pawhuska Huskies. My son Heath out sick tonight, won't be with us. I'll be flying solo here atop the press box at Oklahoma Union High School. And let's see who the Huskies are going to send deep. Number 11, Kevin Davis, and number 7, J.T. Waddle, the deep men. In front of them is Bryce Drummond and J.T. and Kate McNeil. Number 65 for Oklahoma Union kicking off, Christian Robinson. Now J.T. moves to the middle of the field. Kellyville really didn't want any part of the Huskies' return game. Looks like Oklahoma Union may take a note out of their playbook. Going to try a deep pooch kick. This is going to be taken by Cade McNeil at the 25, 30, 35, 40. Look out, Cade McNeil, 35, 50, 45, 40. Cade McNeil cuts back, 35, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown Huskies, but we got a flag on the play right at the end of the run. Cade McNeil took the opening kickoff, went 75 yards, but hold the phone.
We'll see what the ref says here.
So Cade McNeil goes 75 yards with the opening kick, but it's going to be erased by a holding call. Probably wasn't necessary at the 10-yard line. Huskies still going to have great field position as they will take over, and we'll see where they mark it. From where the flag flew, looks like it's going to be back around the 25-yard line, but we'll wait and see where they mark the ball. Great return there by Cade McNeil. He only had one guy to outrun. That was the kicker, the big lineman, number 65, Robinson, who kicked off. Thought he might just bring it on down the sideline. Had he did that and got around him, it would have been an easy touchdown, but he cut it back and allowed some of the Cougars to catch up with him. They're going to move the ball outside the 20-yard line to about the 21-yard line. So a penalty erases the opening touchdown. First and 10 at the 21. Bryce Drummond at quarterback. Easton Kirk at the tailback. Mason Gilkey wide left. Evan Fry wide right. Snap goes to Drummond, hands off to Kirk. He's across the 20. Going to be brought down at about the 18-yard line, 3-yard pickup for Easton Kirk. Bring up second and 7 for the Huskies. Actually, we're going to mark him at the 19. So pickup of just about 1.5 yards, bring up second down. Ball is inside the red zone, which is a Tri-County Tech red zone visit. Drummond now rolls to his right, looking downfield. Plenty of time, throws to an open receiver. That's Evan Fry, and he's inside the 10, inside the 5. Evan Fry catches the first pass from Bryce Drummond, and the Huskies are in business inside the 5-yard line of the Oklahoma Union Cougars.
The first and 10 for the Huskies.
Going to be a first and goal.
First and goal for the Huskies.
Looks like the ball's at about the 2.5-yard line. Trips left. That's Waddle, McNeil, and Gilkey. Drummond fumbles the snap, then picks it up and just goes into the end zone. Touchdown, Huskies. And Bryce Drummond puts the Huskies on the board. With 10:59 to play in the first quarter, the Huskies score first and lead 6-0. Bryce Drummond fumbled the snap, then just picked it up. By the time he picked it up, a hole had opened up right up the middle of the field. He just dove into the end zone. Now the Huskies go to the swinging gate. We saw this last week. Swinging gate, extra point. Snap goes back to Easton Kirk. He's going to run the option, and he's into the end zone for the two-point conversion. And just like that, less than just over a minute gone, the Huskies up 8-0 here at Oklahoma Union. That first score of the game brought to you by American Heritage Bank. American Heritage Bank is ready to when you are, whether you need them once a week or once a year. American Heritage Bank stands ready to serve all your financial needs, from car loans to investing in your business or advising you on a comprehensive retirement plan through their in-house investment center. American Heritage Bank is fully equipped to go the distance for you. Stop in and see them Monday morning. It's Simply Better Banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender. So the Huskies strike first, two plays in, after the touchdown run from Cade McNeil was nullified on the opening kickoff. And I apologize for the stumbling here. The wind's trying to blow everything away. Matter of fact, the Husker coach's clipboard just went sailing into the crowd here at Oklahoma Union. And now Huskies setting up to kick off. That's A.J. Soliano, number one, doing the kicking for the Pahuska Huskies. He's got it teed up, and there's the left-footed boot. Goes through the first Oklahoma Union receiver, and now will roll out of bounds inside the 15-yard line. And it looks like they may be saying that an Oklahoma Union player touched it. We'll see where they mark the ball. Oklahoma Union, not quite as big an offensive line as Kellyville had last week, but they do have some beef up front. And that ball was touched by the Cougars, so it will be marked at the 13-yard line. First and 10 for the Cougars. Cougars going to run out of the pro set. Quarterback under center. Number five, Hunter Harris, the quarterback, draws the Huskies offsides. So after last week, we talked about how well the Huskies played without penalties. Now, two penalties early on against the Huskies. A hold on the kickoff return, and now offsides on the first play of defense. Hunter Harris is your quarterback for Oklahoma Union. Running back is going to be number 33, Joey Russ. Handoff blown up in the backfield. Fumble on the play, and the Huskies have recovered. Number 20, Trey Harper, comes away with the return, with the turnover. So the Huskies right back in the red zone, Tri-County Tech red zone, in business at the 17-yard line, already leading 8-0. Huskies offense right back out on the field, trips to the right. You got JT Waddle, Cade McNeil, and Evan Fry far right. Mason Gilkey to the left. Now we've got a whistle. Looks like we've got an issue with the chain gang over there. So the Huskies in business, leading 8-0 inside the 20-yard line, trying to go up by two scores here with less than 2 minutes gone in the first quarter. Easton Kirk is your running back. Now we're going to have a official's timeout while they work on the chains and get them. I don't know if the chain broke or if it's curled up, but the officials are working on it on the far sideline. We'll stay right here because we don't know how long that's going to take. Huskies up 8-0. The game started with an exciting play. Cade McNeil returned the opening kickoff for a touchdown, only to be called back by a holding penalty against the Huskies. Two plays later, Bryce Drummond picked up a fumble snap, went into the end zone for the Huskies' touchdown. Huskies came back out in the swinging gate extra point formation. Easton Kirk at quarterback. He took the ball, went option right, and then just trotted into the end zone for the two-point conversion. And the Huskies are up 8-0. Huskies back out on the field. Looks like the chain gang might have got their issues worked out over there. Same formation as before the issue with the chain gang. You got Trips right, Evan Fry, Cade McNeil, and JT Waddle. Mason Gilkey to the left. Easton Kirk behind Bryce Drummond. Now Kirk will move to the right of Drummond. Drummond's going to roll to his right. Steps up, and he's tripped up. Loses yardage back to the 20-yard line. Christian Robinson, the kicker, basically has stuck his leg up in there and tripped Drummond as he tried to leap over him. Moves the ball back just inside the 20, still about the 19-and-a-half. Second down now. Trips come left. Kirk will move to his left. Evan Fry, the lone man, to the right. Going to run the option, and now they try a little misdirection. Easton Kirk's got the ball, and he's going to get back to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. Actually, check that. He got back to about the 19-yard line. Going to bring up third down now for the Huskies. We'll call it third and 11. Ball at the 19-yard line. Two wide receivers each time this time. McNeil and Gilkey this side. Fry and Waddle to the far side. Pass goes to Fry. It's caught. He's hit immediately. Going to be short of the first down. See where they mark. He looks like he got to about the 14-yard line.
Fourth down for the Huskies.
Huskies looks like they will go for it on fourth down. Fourth and about five. Ball at the 13-yard line. Kind of a ninja formation here for the Huskies. Not sure what Coach Hennessy calls it, but got three linemen or two linemen to the left, two linemen to the right. Now the Huskies are going to take a timeout. We'll take it with them. You're listening to Huskies football on BartlesvilleRadio.com, AM 1500, KPGM, 99.1 FM, Sports Talk.
The Prairie Cottage in Pawhuska has opened its doors for a delightful shopping excursion. Declaring a style of their own with a rustic touch of home decor, Brighton and rustic cuff jewelry and bags. Step out in the latest Calamity Jane Oklahoma t-shirts, along with their numerous other Oklahoma-branded gift items. Gather in the kitchen with darling towels, shakers, decor, and such that inspire you to entertain. All at the Prairie Cottage, 127 West Main in Pawhuska.
And welcome back to Oklahoma Union High School. Huskies up 8-0, have the ball at the 13-yard line in Oklahoma Union territory. Huskies now in what looks like a punt formation. Easton Kirk, the punter, he's going to roll to the right and throw a pass. It's going to be incomplete. Trying to go back misdirection, catch the Cougars off guard, and it falls incomplete, so the Huskies will turn it over on downs after getting the turnover inside the 20-yard line of the Oklahoma Union Cougars. So Oklahoma Union will take over for their second possession. 9:09 to play here in the first quarter. Huskies up 8-0. That scoreboard check brought to you by Blue Sky Bank, Osage County's only locally owned bank. Oklahoma Union breaks the huddle. Two running backs behind the quarterback, Hunter Harris. Harris takes the snap. Hand off up the middle again, and Cougars has got a man loose, number 33 at the 50, 45, 40, finally brought down at the 36-yard line. Ball came out, but I think it was after the fact. Number 33, Joey Russ with the run, and the Cougars march into Huskies territory on one play, all the way down to the 35-yard line of the Huskies. So a lot of what we saw last week from Kellyville there, kind of a, not really a wing T because you only have two running backs in the backfield. But the quarterback turns his head, slipped the ball to, or turns his back, slipped the ball to Russ, and the whole defense went after the guy going wide. Harris under center again now. Hands off up the middle. This time he's going to be met and stopped. Drives forward to about the 32-yard line. Hunter Reed, first guy there, as well as number 75.
Logan. He on the kill.
75, Dylan Doyle, also in on the tackle. Tristan McCartney on the defensive line with Doyle.
TK on the carry. All right. Got it stand down now.
Hunter Harris back under center. Number 16, Logan Key.
Sorry, I'm just reading what I got here.
Handoff goes to Key, and he's knocked down at about the 29-yard line. Going to bring up third down and about four.
I believe it was.
Bring up third and four from the 29-yard line.
29-yard line. Third down and four to go to the Cougars.
And handoff again off the right tackle. Nice tackle there. Trey Harper stood him up. It's going to be fourth down for the Oklahoma Union Cougars. Ball's going to remain right there at about the 29-yard line. Nice job there by Trey. Just a good form tackle. Just picked Russ up and drilled him back. They're going to give him a yard. Bring up fourth and about three from the 28-yard line. 6:50 and counting to play here first quarter. Huskies up 8-0. That scoreboard check brought to you by Tri-County Tech, where successful futures are built. Tri-County Tech, proud sponsors of your Pawhuska Huskies. Oklahoma Union will go for it. 3 yards to get the first down. Harris not the quarterback this time. Direct snap goes to Russ. He's trying to come around the right end. And J.T. Waddle knocks him out of bounds, and I think he's short of the first down. And he is. They're going to mark him down at about the 27-yard line. So Russ is turned back by J.T. Waddle, and it's Huskies football. 6:23 to play first quarter. Huskies lead 8-0, and they got the ball again. So after the first run there by Russ, Oklahoma Union only able to muster about 8 yards, so it'll be first and 10 Huskies. Ball at the 27-yard line in their own territory, 6:23 to play here in the first quarter. Easton Kirk at quarterback this time, Drummond behind him. Two wide receivers to each side. Fakes the handoff to Drummond. Now Kirk's going to take off. He's across the 30, out to about the 33, maybe the 34-yard line. Give Easton about 7 yards on the carry. Going to mark him down at the 33, so give him six. Bring up second and four for the Huskies. Kirk this time will line up behind Drummond. Same formation, two wide receivers left, two to the right. Now Kirk moves to the left side of Drummond. Drummond back to pass. Throws a pass to Gilkey. Caught. First down Huskies at the 45-yard line. So Coach Hennessy knows he's got a sophomore quarterback. He's very accurate. Gets the ball out quick. Giving him some easy throws. Look for him to go downfield sooner or later. But right now content. Just dinking and dunking until something opens up deeper. Kirk to the right of Drummond now. Hard count. Almost gets Oklahoma Union offside. He'll look to the sideline now. Two wide receivers each side. Kirk will come to the left side of Drummond now. Drummond looking to his right. Throws intended for Evan Fry. It's intercepted. He overthrew Evan. And Oklahoma Union's got a turnover. Gilkey runs down the interceptor, number 10, Trevor Hertel. And the Cougars have the ball back in Huskies territory at the 45-yard line. 5:25 to play here in the first quarter. Drummond looked like he was just going to throw a little hour out there to J.T. Waddle, but he double-pumped and tried to hit Evan Fry on the slant and just overshot him. And we will remind you, the wind's blowing very heavily here. So the ball sailed on him just a little bit, so the Cougars get the turnover. One turnover apiece now for both teams. Harris under center. Hands off to the deep man this time. That's number 11. He's brought down after about a five-yard gain. There's a flag on the play. Probably going to be holding. Mason Siegel was the ball carrier. That's coming back. That is a hold on the Oklahoma Union Cougars. That'll move them back into their own territory. We'll see where they spot the ball. Ten-yard penalty moves the ball back to the 45-yard line in Oklahoma Union territory. Bring up first and 20 now for the Cougars, who are yet to attempt to pass. Been straight running play so far for the Oklahoma Union Cougars, which we kind of expected. Hunter Harris had jogged all the way to the sideline to get the play from the coaching staff here at Oklahoma Union. He rejoins the huddle, calls the play, and they break the huddle. 5:18 to play first quarter. Huskies up 8-0. That's scoreboard check brought to you by Blue Sky Bank. With four friendly locations, we can handle all your banking needs. Hand off up the middle to Russ again. He's tripped up right at midfield. Bryce Drummond with the tackle. It'll be second and 15 from midfield. Number 16, Logan Key, back into the lineup. Russ goes to the sideline. Huskies lead 8-0 here in the first quarter. 5 minutes and counting now to play first quarter. Oklahoma Union taking their time now, getting through the line of scrimmage. You don't have a 25-second clock. Harris under center. He's going to throw his first pass of the night, and it is incomplete, intended for number 12. That's Mason Pittman. Ball falls incomplete. Third and 15 now from midfield for the Oklahoma Union Cougars.
Third down and 15 to go for the Cougars.
Huskies leading 8-0 here in the first quarter. 4:41 to play after the incomplete pass. Third down and 15 from midfield. Harris will go under center again. Huskies got to make sure they got gap. And they do shoot the gaps. Number 55, Henley, and number 28, Long, as well as Bryce Drummond in on the play. A loss of 3 yards. Mason Pittman, the ball carrier, going to bring up fourth and 18. Ball at the 47-yard line in Oklahoma Union territory. And it looks like they're going to send their punt unit out. Christian Robinson, the same guy that kicked off number 65, he's in lineman, going to do the punting for the Cougars. Cade McNeil will drop back deep for the Huskies. Good snap. Robinson has it, gets it away. Sidewinder kick went off the side of his foot. And the Huskies going to have great field position as the ball rolls dead at the 48-yard line. Only a 6-yard punt for 47-yard line. Only a 6-yard punt for Robinson as that ball come off the side of his foot, spinning in over in, and it took a sideways bounce. And it rolls dead at the 47, about the 47 and a half. We'll call it the 48. First and 10, Huskies. Huskies offense back out on the field. Trips to the left here. Waddle, McNeil, and Gilkey. Evan Fry alone up top. Drummond back to pass. There's that deep pass we've been looking for. He's got Fry. Incomplete. Official grabbed his flag, took it out of his pocket. Now he's going to put it back in his pocket. No call on the play. Looked like the defender grabbed Evan Fry's arm just as he reached up for the ball, but no call. Interesting to see the official pull the flag all the way out and was running with it in his right hand and then stuck it back in the pants. Incomplete pass. Second and 10 for the Huskies at the 48-yard line. Kirk to the left of Drummond. Drummond back to pass. Quick pass out to McNeil. He's across midfield down at about the 46-yard line. Be short of the first down by about 4 yards. Bring up third down and six, or third and four, I'm sorry. Third and four, they're going to mark it at about the 46-and-a-half-yard line. Two wide receivers to the left, two to the right. Kirk to the left of Drummond now. Drummond going to throw the same pass to Waddle on the far side. And he couldn't get away from the first tackle. He's going to lose yardage back to midfield. Bring a fourth down at midfield. We'll see what the Huskies elect to do here. Gilkey goes to the sideline. Looks like they're going to line up in punt formation. 3:07 to play first quarter. Actually, 3 minutes and counting now. Easton Kirk is in punt formation. He's going to take off with it. Now he's going to run a reverse. And that's Evan Fry. 50, 45. Can he get the first down? No, he can't. Evan Fry brought down at the 45-yard line by number 44, Jace Gilmore. So the Huskies end up 3 yards short of the first down on the reverse fake punt. And Oklahoma Union takes over at the 45-yard line in their own territory, trailing the Huskies 8-0 with 2:41 to play here first quarter. That scoreboard check brought to you by Tri-County Tech. Be bold at Tri-County Tech. Cougars take over at the 45-yard line. Hunter Harris will go under center. He's yelling at the sideline, doesn't have enough players. Now the Cougars are going to have to take a timeout. We'll take it with them. You're listening to Huskies Football, 99.1 FM Sports Talk.
A medical emergency never strikes at a good time. But are you prepared? Have you made a plan for aftercare? Pahuska Hospital has undergone major positive changes to be ready for you when the emergency or a medical need arises. Exceptional care for emergencies, cardiac diagnostic, rehab, sports meds, swing beds, lab, x-ray, ultrasound, CT, and Dalton Smith, now heading up physical and occupational therapy. Pahuska Hospital, quality care close to home, 1101 East 15th in Pahuska.
And welcome back to Oklahoma Union High School. 2:39 to play first quarter. Huskies 8, Cougars 0. Both teams looking for the first win of the season here tonight from Oklahoma Union. Huskies scored on their first drive of the game. Easton Kirk actually took the opening kickoff the distance for a touchdown, but a holding call put the ball back at the 15-yard line. Two plays later, Bryce Drummond went in for a 2-yard touchdown. Easton Kirk then goes back and gets the two-point conversion from the quarterback spot, running the option to the right. And that's where we stand, Huskies 8, Cougars 0. Hunter Harris under center now. Two backs in the backfield. And hitting the backfield. Nice play there.
It's Beagle on the carry,
and he's drilled in the backfield by Hunter Reed. Going to give him back to the line of scrimmage, but Hunter Reed shot the gap. And took him down, took number 11 Siegel down at the line of scrimmage, bring up second and 10. 2:25 and counting here, first quarter. Hunter Reed with four plays, four tackles for loss last week in the loss to Kellyville.
Well, the field looks nice out there tonight, doesn't it, ladies and gentlemen, with all this rain, nice and green?
Hunter Harris under center again, Joey Russ.
Nice job getting it ready tonight.
And Mason Siegel behind him. Going to give it to Russ this time, and there's Hunter Reed again in the backfield. Dylan Doyle there to help Hunter Reed out. Going to be a loss this time, I believe, of about 2 yards. Bring up third down and about 12. They're going to mark it at the 44, so a loss of one. Third and 11 from the 44-yard line in their own territory for the Cougars. Minute 35 and counting here in the first quarter. Huskies 8, Cougars 0. Huskies lost to Kellyville 36-20 last week, and Oklahoma Union lost to Tulsa-Noah 28-7. Hunter Harris under center. And he convinces the Huskies to jump off sides. Looked like the Huskies had a blitz going. Hunter Reed shot the gap, went off sides. That's the second off sides penalty on the Huskies tonight. Move the ball out to the 49-yard line. Bring up third now and 6. Harris will go under center. Hand off up the middle to Russ. He's going to be hit right at the line of scrimmage and driven back. Bryce Drummond trying to steal the ball from him. Dylan Doyle in the tackle, on the tackle as well as Cade McNeil. Let's bring up fourth down for the Cougars. Going to spot it right at midfield, fourth and 6. And it looks like the Cougars' offense is going to stay on the field. And they will stay on the field. They'll go for fourth and 6. Huskies going to have to be very disciplined here. We've already seen two offside penalties. Going to have to watch the football not jump and give them a fourth and short. Clock down to 30 seconds and ticking here in the first quarter. Oklahoma Union taking all the time in the world to get to the line of scrimmage. 20 seconds left. Still hadn't made it to the line of scrimmage. Now they make it to the line of scrimmage. 15 seconds. Shotgun formation. And now a flag on the play. The entire offensive line for Oklahoma Union jumped. Actually, they were just trying to tighten their formation. Looked like they were going to quick kick, probably. And they'll move them back now. And they're going to wave the flag off. So the official picks up the flag. Not sure how that happened, but a couple of times tonight the officials changed his mind. Same official. So we'll be fourth and 5. And they won't get a playoff as they start the clock. That's going to be the end of the first quarter. The Pahuska Huskies 8, Oklahoma Union Cougars 0. You listen to Pahuska football on 99.1 FM Sports Talk, AM 1500 KPGM. Go to BartlesvilleRadio.com. Click on Listen Live to KPGM.
Who doesn't like Mexican food? Rancho Los Primos in Pawhuska is one of the best Mexican restaurants around. It's like Little Mexico with the big Mexican taste. You'll find daily specials that fit right into a tight budget. And celebrating football season, Rancho Los Primos is treating the football players and coaches to $1 soda drinks along with $1 off meals all season long. Delicious Mexican cuisine with a great price. Rancho Los Primos at 205 East Main. Call or dine in. 918-640-5086.
And welcome back to Oklahoma Union High School. We're at the end of the first quarter, start of the second quarter. Huskies up 8-0. Huskies scored on the first drive of the game. Looked like they might go in on their second drive and take a 16 or 14-0 lead. They end up not scoring a touchdown on that short field, so they lead 8-0 here. It's going to be fourth down and five for the Cougars when we resume play. Ball midfield. During the timeout, Coach Hennessy called the head referee over and asked for an explanation on why the flag was picked up, and I kind of agree with him because at least two of those linemen on the Cougars' line had their hand on the ground. They can't stand up and move once they do that. But nonetheless, fourth and five now from midfield. Oklahoma Union comes out with their offense. Looks like they're going to go for it on fourth and five from midfield. So here we go, Huskies. Fourth and five for the Cougars. Got to stay disciplined here. Just tackle the man in the backfield. And it's going to be a false start on the wide receiver on the far side. That'll back Oklahoma Union up to their own 45-yard line. Be fourth and 10 now from their own 45. We'll see if that changes their mind, whether to punt or go for it. I kind of have an idea that we're looking at a quick kick anyway, but you never know. Now Hunter Harris comes all the way to the sideline, gets the play from the coach. No time ran off here in the second quarter yet. This will be fourth and 10 for the Cougars. Harris is going to go back in the shotgun formation. He's got Joey Russ to his left. Single right receiver either side. Snaps back, going to throw a pass downfield, and he overshoots his receiver. Be first and 10 Huskies at the 45-yard line in Cougar territory. Wide receiver number 11, Siegel, had gotten behind JT Waddle by a step. It would have been a tough catch, but it would have been a perfect throw. But it sails over his head, incomplete. First and 10 Huskies. Ball at the 45-yard line. Number 5, Cody Starr in it, wide receiver now. He's next to Cade McNeil and JT Waddle. Mason Gilkey wide left. Drummond pistol formation, Kirk behind him. Takes the handoff to Kirk. Now he's just going to follow him up the middle of the field, and Bryce Drummond has a nice carry, 5-yard gain, fights forward. See if they give him that last yard or two. If they mark him progress stop, they're going to mark him progress stop to the 40. Bring up second and five from the 40-yard line. Same formation. Pistol formation. Now Oklahoma Union jumps offside. We'll see if they were drawn off. And it is going to be offside against the Cougars. That should give the Huskies a first down. And going to be second and about a foot. Trying to locate Evan Fry. He ran the ball in that reverse on the fake punt, and I don't think I've seen him since. And actually, Drummond fakes the handoff, keeps the ball himself. He's inside the 30, fighting for yards. He's down to the 26-yard line. That's a Husky first down. 11-10 to play second quarter. Huskies up 8-0. That scoreboard check brought to you by Blue Sky Bank, where we know you're home and welcome. Where we know you're home and welcome you every time. First and 10 Huskies, ball at the 26-yard line in Oklahoma Union territory. They lead 8-0 here in the second quarter. JT Waddle and Mason Gilkey to the left. Cody Starr and Cade McNeil to the right. Kirk behind Drummond. McNeil goes in motion now. He'll take the handoff. He'll cut it upfield, 25. Cade McNeil to the 20-yard line. maybe just inside the 20. Let's see where they mark it. Going to mark it right at the 20-yard line. Bring up second and four for the Huskies. The Huskies trying to get that running game going a little bit tonight. Didn't have a lot of success last week against the bigger Kellyville linemen. Drummond now going to roll to his right, looking to pass. Waiting on Waddle to come open. Throws it. Two receivers in the area. Waddle knocks McNeil out of bounds. Incomplete inside the 5 yard or inside the 10 yard line. Cade McNeil and JT Waddle both ran to the same place. And that ended up in an incomplete pass. Might have been out of bounds anyway. Cade tried to keep the feet in. Bring up third and four for the Huskies, ball at the 20-yard line. Waddle goes to the left side with Gilkey now. Starr and McNeil to the right. Easton Kirk will move to the right side of Bryce Drummond. Drummond back to pass, now takes off. And he's going to have the first down, but there's a flag on the play, probably a hold.
Brought down by Brendan Ryman and the
came from the side.
There is a flag on the play.
It is going to be a hold against the Huskies.
Holding on the offense.
A couple of guys back there in the area was Hunter Reed and Easton Kirk. Not sure which one they got. It was 5 yards behind the play, but nonetheless, that'll mark the ball all the way back to the 32-yard line. Excuse me. Bring up third and about 15 for the Huskies. 10:08 to play, second quarter. Two wide receivers to the left, two to the right. Drummond back to pass. Gets hit just as he throws it. Couldn't get it to Cade McNeil.
Incomplete pass broken up by Mason Siegel.
Mason Siegel with the pass coverage there on Cade McNeil. Ball really never had a chance. Ball at the 32-yard line. Fourth and 15.
Fourth down for the Huskies.
We'll see what the Huskies do here. 10:03 to play second quarter. At the 32-yard line in Cougar territory. Third time they've been in punt formation tonight, but they're yet to punt. And they're not going to punt this time. Easton Kirk rolling out, going to throw. Now he throws downfield, and ball is batted away. Intended for Cade McNeil, falls incomplete. So the Cougars will take over at the 32-yard line. So penalties and turnovers, the story here tonight, which we hadn't seen, which we didn't see last week. Huskies need to clean that up a little bit. They probably have a pretty good size lead here at Oklahoma Union. But right now it's just 8-0, 9:55 to play here before halftime. That scoreboard check brought to you by Tri-County Tech. Develop your craft at Tri-County Tech. And now flag on the play. Illegal substitution going to be called on the Cougars. They broke the huddle with 12 players. It's number 8 tried to sprint off the field without being noticed, but the head referee caught him getting off the sideline and counted 12 players. So it'd be a penalty on the Cougars, back them up at least 5 yards. Moves the ball back to the 27-yard line in Cougar territory, first and 15 now for Oklahoma Union. Both sides, a lot of penalties and a turnover for each. Harris under center. Hands off to Russ. He gets through the line of scrimmage all the way out to the 36-yard line, maybe the 37. Evan Fry back on the field in on the tackle. Cade McNeil also in on the tackle. Ball out to the 36-yard line. Bring up second and 9 for Oklahoma Union. Just over 9.5 to play before halftime. Huskies up 8-0. Russ in the backfield along with Siegel. Harris, the quarterback, under center. One wide receiver to the right. Handoff goes to Siegel, and he's across the 40, and he's going to be close to a first down. It's going to depend on the spot. Looks like he's got it. Going to bring up third and less than a yard.
Oh, my goodness, inches to go. Oh, he's going to first down.
And now the head referee decides that it is a first down. This will be first and 10 for the Cougars. Ball at the 43-yard line in their own territory. 8:53 to play before halftime. Harris under center. Hand off goes to number 16. That's Logan Key. Might have got back to the line of scrimmage. Hunter Reed and number 3. I don't have him on the roster.
Gain of a yard on the play. Bring up second down.
Not sure who number 3 is. We'll check with the coaching staff. We had a couple coaches there to our right. See if we can get a name for him.
Don't forget everything we got for sale down there by the concession stand. Get the t-shirt.
Ball just outside the 48-yard line in Oklahoma Union territory.
And also 4-H is having a big sale with a silent auction on a Mountain Dew cake.
Hunter Harris will go under center again. He's got Siegel and Key behind him. Going to hand it to Key again. He's across the 45 to about the 47, 48-yard line. Bring up third down for the Cougars, and that's Logan Key on the carry. Be third and about 6 yards to go for the Oklahoma Union Cougars. 7:35 and counting here in the second quarter. Huskies up 8-0. That scoreboard check brought to you by Blue Sky Bank, where you're always welcome with a smile and a friendly word. Blue Sky Bank, proud sponsors of your Pawhuska Huskies. Third and 6 now for Oklahoma Union. Ball at their own 48-yard line. Harris under center. Key and Siegel in the backfield with him. Going to give it to Key, and he's hit immediately. He's going to lose yardage back to about the 45-yard line. That's number 2, Cade McNeil.
TK on the carry. We'll bring up fourth down for the Cougars.
Bring up fourth down for Oklahoma Union at their own 46-yard line. They got to get to the 47-yard line in Husky territory. Looks like they'll send out the punt team. Cade McNeil drop deep for the Huskies. Got word from the coaching staff here beside us that number 3 is Price Perrier, who was in on that tackle on second down. Punt formation now for Oklahoma Union. Robinson back to punt. Gets a good punt this time. Taken by McNeil at the 24. Goes down the left side. 30, 35. Cade McNeil back to the 37-yard line. First down, Huskies ball at the 37-yard line in their own territory.
We know where his mother's located out in the stands. Woo! Little more cowbell. Name that movie.
So the Huskies will take over their own 37-yard line. 6:16 to play here before halftime. They lead 8-0. We'll see if they can get something going here. They've moved the ball well. They just seem to... A penalty here and there stops the drive cold, so we'll see what they can do here. Easton Kirk going to take the snap. He's just going to sweep around the right side on the quarterback sweep. He's out to about the 40-yard line.
Brought down by Levi Greenfield.
Drummond got hit in the ankle. He's limping back here behind the line of scrimmage. So again, Drummond and Kirk just switching places that time.
Three on the play.
Drummond shaking up. He's still trying to walk it off. Grabbing his left ankle, and now Kevin Davis comes into the lineup as Kirk goes to the sideline. Number 4, Dalton Hurd in the slot here near side. Drummond back to pass. Plenty of time looking downfield. Going to throw a deep pass intended for Evan Fry. It's going to go out of bounds, incomplete.
I guess I should rename him Trevor the Hand Turtle.
Bring up third down 7 now for the Huskies. So Bryce Drummond yet to hit one of those long passes, but he's in the neighborhood, and we'll see if it happens later on tonight. Just his second start as a high school quarterback as a sophomore. Trips right now. Evan Fry, Cade McNeil, JT Waddle near side, Mason Gilkey far side. Kevin Davis in the backfield to the left of Drummond. Now he'll move to the right. Drummond hands it off. No, he keeps it. Goes right up the middle. He's going to be stopped short of the first down.
Bryce coming on the carry. Brought down by
gets it up to about the 43-yard line. Going to be about 3 yards shy of the first down. 5-10 and counting play here before halftime. Huskies lead 8-0. That scoreboard check brought to you by Tri-County Tech. Your dreams, your future, Tri-County Tech. Proud sponsors of the Pawhuska Huskies. Here's that odd formation again. Punt formation. Two linemen to the left, two to the right, as well as a receiver. Kirk takes it. Going to go right up the middle of the field. 50, 45, 40. Slung down by Shirt at the 36-yard line. Easton Kirk just took up the middle of the field and goes across midfield all the way down to the 36-yard line. First and 10 Huskies in Oklahoma Union Cougar territory. So they spread the field, putting two linemen and a receiver on each side. Only three linemen in the middle, and Kirk just went right up the middle of the field. Picks up about 20 yards on the carry. The Huskies are in business. First down. Drummond hands off to Kirk off the left side. And he's going to be brought down at the 35-yard line, gain of about a yard. Easton, instead of just accelerating there and trying to get around the corner, he looked like he was looking for a cutback lane, got brought down from behind. After a one-yard game, bring up second and nine, both the 35-yard line in Cougar territory. Cade McNeil, Evan Fry to near side. Drummond back to pass, looking for Gilkey. Going to throw it over the middle. Gilkey off the hands, incomplete. Ball was a little high. There's a flag in the backfield. Might have been roughing the passer.
Quarterback got a little pressure from number 16.
Personal foul. Roughing the passer against the Oklahoma Union Cougars. That'll be an automatic first down with 3:55 to play here before halftime. So Drummond takes the shot. Actually put the ball right on Gilkey. Gilkey had to jump, but got both hands on it. Should have brought it in. Falls incomplete. But the result of the play after the penalty on the Cougars will be a first and 10. Ball marked at the 21-yard line. 3:55 to play before halftime. Davis to the left of Drummond now. Two wide receivers each side. Just going to give it to Davis. He's across the 20. Now push back. Going to mark him right about the 20-yard line. No gain on the play.
Kevin Davis on the carry brought down by Levi Greenfield.
Levi Greenfield with the tackle for the Cougars. Bring up second and 10. Clock continues to run. 3:35 and counting before halftime. Huskies up 8-0. That scoreboard check brought to you by Blue Sky Bank. Easton Kirk now with a quarterback sweep around the right side. 15, 10, 5. Easton Kirk, touchdown, Huskies. Easton Kirk with a 20-yard run from the quarterback position, and it's 14-0 in favor of the Huskies with 3:20 to play here in the second quarter. So Easton Kirk got the two-point conversion after the Bryce Drummond touchdown. Now he gets the touchdown to put the Huskies up 14-0. Swinging gate formation, Kirk the quarterback. Drummond the center on that. That's kind of funny. Now whistles blow, flag on the play. False start on the Huskies.
False start on the offense.
That'll back the ball up to about the 7-yard line.
Back them up 5 yards.
And we'll see what the Huskies do here. If they'll go back to a more conventional line or going to line up the same way. Bryce Drummond snapping the ball to Easton Kirk. Cade McNeil to the left of Kirk. Evan Fry wide right. Everybody else to the far side. Fry goes in motion. Fake the pitch to him. Going to throw a pass to Drummond. And it's good for the two-point conversion. So with 3:20 to play here in the second quarter, it's Huskies 16, Cougars 0. You're listening to Huskies football on 99.1 FM Sports Talk.
Blue Sky Bank, 100% Oklahoma-owned, serving the people of Oklahoma for over 100 years with personal and friendly banking, bringing you competitive rates, customer service you deserve, and banking convenience with four locations to serve you better. 101 East 8th Street in Pawhuska, 400 North Broadway in Cleveland, the Box Yard in downtown Tulsa, and 3353 East 41st Street in Tulsa. Blue Sky Bank, proud supporter of the Pawhuska Huskies, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And welcome back to Oklahoma Union High School. The Huskies have just scored on a 20-yard run by Easton Kirk. Then Easton Kirk lines up a quarterback, throws a pass to Bryce Drummond in the end zone for the two-point conversion. The Huskies up 16-0, 3:20 to play here before halftime. A.J. Soliano getting set to kick off for the Huskies from our left to right. Oklahoma Union will have the ball to start the second half. They won the toss, deferred to the second half.
We have Mason Pittman and Levi Greenfield in the backfield to receive the kickoff.
Number 10. I believe that's number 10. Actually, number 12, Mason Pittman. Deep for the Cougars. And here comes the left-footed Soliano. Taken by the up man at about the 29-yard line. That's number 20. Don't have him on the roster. He gets the ball forward to about the 37-yard line. Be first and 10. Oklahoma Union, 3:14 to play before halftime, trailing 16-0 to your Pahuska Huskies. That scoreboard check brought to you by Tri-County Tech. Tri-County Tech, where successful futures are built. Tri-County Tech, proud sponsors of your Pahuska Huskies. Huskies finally break through, get the second touchdown of the night. They lead 16-0 here at Oklahoma Union. Trying to get Coach Matt Hennessy his first win as a Husky. Harris under center. Hands it to Russ. Russ gets it out to about the 40-yard line. Bring up second, about 7 for Oklahoma Union. Clock continues to run under 3 minutes now before halftime. Ball right at the 40-yard line in Cougar territory. Harris will go under center. He's got Russ behind him. I think that's Siegel. Going to throw a pass and falls incomplete. Cade McNeil had the coverage running stride for stride with number 10, Trevor Hertel.
That was a nice looking pass.
Ball falls incomplete. Bring up 3rd and 7. Ball at the 40-yard line in Cougar territory. 2:37 to play here before halftime. Ball thrown wide right or wide left of the receiver, Trevor Hertel. Huskies lead 16-0, 2:37 to play before halftime. 3rd and 7 for the Cougars at their own 40-yard line. Harris under center. I'd look for a run here. And it's a run up the middle, going to be short of the first down. That was Joey Russ. Russ gets it out to the 44-yard line. 4th and about 4 for the Cougars, 2:20 and counting. Here before halftime, they're going to talk about it here. Not going to call a timeout, and they're going to go for it.
It is 2:15 left in the second quarter.
Interesting decision here. Huskies got to stay disciplined here. Can't jump offsides. Offsides will give them a first down. My guess is they're going to try to draw them offsides to get the first down. 4th and 4 at the 44-yard line in their own territory. Clock down to 1:55 and counting. Harris under center. And now a timeout by the Oklahoma Union coaching staff.
Timeout. The Cougars?
So a flag had fallen in the defensive backfield, but it's picked up. Put back in the pants. 1:42 to play before halftime. It's Huskies 16, Cougars 0. The scoreboard check brought to you by Tri-County Tech. Be bold at Tri-County Tech. Proud sponsors of your Pahuska Huskies. Huskies hit the road again next week. Go take on another team of Cougars over at Fairfax, the Woodland Cougars. That'll be a 7 o'clock kickoff. We'll have that live for you right here on 99.1 FM Sports Talk. AM 1500 KPGM, BartlesvilleRadio.com. Click on Listen Live to KPGM. So here we go, 4th down, 4th and 3.5, 4 yards, whatever you want to call it, about 3.5 yards. Oklahoma Union going to send their offense back out. Going to go to a shotgun formation. Russ, the running back beside Harris. One wide receiver each side. Harris back to pass, going to go deep again. And it's incomplete. Cade McNeil and J.T. Waddle had double coverage on the receiver, number 11, Mason Siegel. Ball falls incomplete. You got a minute 35 to play. We'll see what the Huskies decide to do. They're already in Union Cougar territory, or Oklahoma Union Cougar territory. Ball marked at the 45-yard line. Evan Fry and J.T. Waddle this side. Here comes Cade McNeil. He'll join them. Trips right. Gilkey by himself on the left. Kevin Davis in the backfield with Bryce Drummond gets the handoff. He's across the 40, down to the 36-yard line.
Tackle made by Clay Gilmore.
About a 9-yard gain. They're marking back at the 37. Be an 8-yard run for Kevin Davis.
That's fine.
Minute 18 to play before halftime. Huskies up 16-0. Right back to the line of scrimmage. Drummond takes the snap. Rolls to his right, looking downfield. Throwing for J.T. Waddle, and it's caught. 20! Knocked out of bounds at the 16-yard line. What a pitch and catch by Bryce Drummond and J.T. Waddle. J.T. Waddle takes the Huskies down inside the red zone again, Tri-County Tech red zone. First down Huskies. Ball at the 15-yard line. First and 10 for the Huskies, trying to add another touchdown right before halftime. First and 10 from the 15. Davis will stay in the game behind Drummond. Fry and Waddle to the right. McNeil and Gilkey to the left. Drummond looking right, now goes back left. Throws a pass into the end zone. And it is caught for the touchdown. Cade McNeil, there is a flag on the play. We'll have to see what the flag is. Nice throw there. It's going to be holding against the Huskies. So that'll be the second touchdown tonight, called back against the Huskies for holding.
48 seconds left in the first half.
Took the officials forever to tell us that Cade caught the ball. He went to the far sideline in the corner. Dove and couldn't tell if he caught it until he came up and the officials finally signaled touchdown, but now it's going to be wiped out by the holding call. And they're going to mark the ball all the way back to the 30-yard line. Bring up a first and 25. Got to get to the 5-yard line, first and 25, with 48 seconds left before halftime. So Drummond now hit a couple of deep passes. We've been waiting for that. Now he's back to pass again. Throws over the middle, a little too high for J.T. Waddle. Incomplete. That's a pass that Drummond and Waddle hooked up on several times last week against Kellyville. Just a little too tall that time for J.T. Bring up second and 25 from the 30-yard line. 43 seconds left before halftime. Huskies up 16-0. That scoreboard check brought to you by Blue Sky Bank, where we know you're home and welcome you every time. Got Fry and Waddle near side, Gilkey and McNeil far side. Drummond back to pass. Davis stays in to protect. Drummond fires a pass. Caught at about the 10-yard line. Cade McNeil.
Cade McNeil on the catch.
31 seconds and counting. Third and about five now for the Huskies. A 20-yard completion there. And now the Huskies are going to have to take a timeout as it took too long to get everything set up. 20 seconds left before halftime. We'll keep it right here with you. Huskies up 16-0 on the Oklahoma Union Cougars. 20 seconds left before halftime. Huskies need 5 yards for a touchdown, or a first down, 10 yards for a touchdown. You'd like to see them punch it in right here, right before halftime, and take a 3-score lead into the locker room, knowing that Oklahoma Union gets the ball to start the second half.
Don't forget to stop by that bake sale.
And the Huskies now break the huddle on the far sideline. Third and five from the 10, not a lot of time to operate, only one timeout left. So the Huskies need to either score the touchdown or get a first down and call timeout. Huskies are going to send three wide receivers to the right. That's going to be Evan Fry, then Cade McNeil, then J.T. Waddle on the inside. Gilkey, the lone receiver, on the far side. Davis still in the backfield behind Drummond. Now he moves up to the right side. Drummond throws a pass. Touchdown! J.T. Waddle. Perfect strike from Bryce Drummond, and it's 22-0 in favor of the Pawhuska Huskies. Bryce Drummond just took his time, waited for JT to come open, and just throws a low strike. JT went down to the ground and caught it for the touchdown, and it's 22-0 in favor of the Huskies. Hunter Reed will be the center this time. Drummond behind him, Kirk behind him. And the snap goes out to the side to JT Waddle. He runs into the end zone for the two-point conversion. And with 15 seconds left before halftime, it's the Huskies 24, the Cougars 0. We'll keep it right here just about to halftime. 15 seconds left before halftime. And the Huskies have finally put together a couple of good drives here back-to-back and got two more touchdowns on the board. And they lead 24-0 over the Oklahoma Union Cougars. The scoreboard check brought to you by Tri-County Tech. Tri-County Tech, develop your craft at Tri-County Tech. Tri-County Tech, proud sponsors of your Pawhuska Huskies.
Tonight's theme might be America.
Cougars out on the field, ready to receive the ensuing kickoff. Huskies just now breaking the huddle on the far side. A.J. Soliano out with his kicking tee. Does all the kicking for the Huskies. Fifteen seconds to play here before halftime. It's winds kind of calmed down. It's a nice night here at Oklahoma Union. Now the sun's gone down. It's not miserably hot. Soliano set to kick for the Huskies. There's the whistle ready for play, and he puts the left foot into it. Low line drive kick, taken at the 27-yard line. Moves it forward to about the 36-yard line. Be first and 10 Cougars with 9 seconds left before halftime, trailing the Huskies 24-0.
Brings our first and 10 Cougars with 9 seconds left on the clock.
So the Huskies have scored 3 touchdowns. Bryce Drummond, a 2-yard run. Easton Kirk, a 20-yard run. And now a 10-yard pass from Bryce Drummond to JT Waddle. 9 seconds left. I would assume that the Cougars would be satisfied with just handing off and getting what they can get and taking it to the locker room down 24-0. Actually, not even going to risk the handoff. Harris, the quarterback, takes a knee, and that's going to be the end of the first half. Your score, the Pawhuska Huskies 24, the Oklahoma Union Cougars 0. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with more from Oklahoma Union after these messages on 99.1 FM Sports Talk, AM 1500 KPGM.
We have the winner of the 50-50 pot.
Preserving the memory of a loved one in stone is what McCartney Monument in Pawhuska is dedicated to achieving. Pay your final tribute with a customized idea or go traditional, any size, color, or style, with many designs to create your stone with photographs or images, words, and lettering. There's a selection of bronze markers and military replicas. Pet markers also available. Call Charmaine or Adam for an appointment to design a memory in stone. McCartney Monument, 918-287-2624.
Insuring homes and autos are but a small part of what the Tolson Agency can do for you. The Tolson Agency can assist you in determining your insurance needs and what it will take to protect you and your farm or ranch. The Tolson Agency is an independent agency representing small companies to better meet the needs of their clients. In business since 1905, Tolson Agency has gained the knowledge and expertise to advise their clients of suitable amounts of insurance and the coverages required. The Tolson Insurance Agency on Kahika in Pawhuska. Call today and schedule an insurance review at 918-287-4233.
Burbank Materials wants to help you rock and road. When you're building roadways and driveways, you got to have rock to build that road, and Burbank Materials has what you need. Whether it's rock for oil field roads, access roads, maintenance roads, ranch roads, or even driveways, Burbank Materials can supply you with small orders or semi-truckloads. Burbank Materials, Highway 16 and 18 at the flashing light, go 1 mile north and 1.5 miles west. Burbank Materials, they know how to rock.
Who doesn't like Mexican food? Rancho Los Primos in Pawhuska is one of the best Mexican restaurants around. It's like Little Mexico with the big Mexican taste. You'll find daily specials that fit right into a tight budget. And celebrating football season, Rancho Los Primos is treating the football players and coaches to $1 soda drinks along with $1 off meals all season long. delicious Mexican cuisine with a great price. Rancho Los Primos at 205 East Main. Call or dine in. 918-640-5086.
The Prairie Cottage in Pawhuska has opened its doors for a delightful shopping excursion. Declaring a style of their own with a rustic touch of home decor, Brighton and rustic cuff jewelry and bags. Step out in the latest Calamity Jane Oklahoma t-shirts, along with their numerous other Oklahoma branded gift items. Gather in the kitchen with darling towels, shakers, decor, and such that inspire you to entertain. All at the Prairie Cottage, 127 West Main in Pawhuska.
Pawhuska Hospital has opened Pawhuska Family Medical Clinic. Dr. Cameron Rumsey, Medical Director, and the highly qualified staff at Pawhuska Family Medical Clinic are scheduling and accepting new patients. Excellent customer service with scheduling and final processing to provide you a short wait time. They work closely with the Pawhuska Hospital, equipped for further testing and procedures if needed. Caring providers with quality care close to home. Pawhuska Family Medical Clinic, next to Pawhuska Hospital.
Blue Sky Bank, 100% Oklahoma-owned, serving the people of Oklahoma for over 100 years with personal and friendly banking, bringing you competitive rates, customer service you deserve, and banking convenience with four locations to serve you better. 101 East 8th Street in Pawhuska, 400 North Broadway in Cleveland, the Box Yard in downtown Tulsa, and 3353 East 41st Street in Tulsa. Blue Sky Bank, proud supporter of the Pawhuska Huskies, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When losing a family loved one, whether expected or not, the mourning and loss take hold. Kendrick McCartney Johnson Funeral Home in Pawhuska is known for their care and compassion. Decision-making is at the forefront and usually the last thing you want to think about. Adam and Chris are there to help you quickly make choices with more comfort and less stress. Kendrick McCartney Johnson Funeral Home, offering pre-planning to save your family duress at such a difficult time. Call Charmaine for an appointment, 918-287-2297.
Insuring homes and autos are but a small part of what the Tolson Agency can do for you. The Tolson Agency can assist you in determining your insurance needs and what it will take to protect you and your farm or ranch. The Tolson Agency is an independent agency representing small companies to better meet the needs of their clients. In business since 1905, Tolson Agency has gained the knowledge and expertise to advise their clients of suitable amounts of insurance and the coverages required. The Tolson Insurance Agency on Kahika in Pawhuska. Call today and schedule an insurance review at 918-287-4233.
More tours have been added.
Roaming the Osage Historic Scenic Tour.
Enjoy a historical and scenic tour in and around Pawhuska. And learn more and enjoy the view of the Osage Hills, the Tallgrass Prairie, the Drummond Ranch, and much more. Tour in a convertible Mercedes bus. And now offering tours to the Drummond Lodge. Call now for available dates. Tours are limited. If you're headed to Pawhuska or to the Mercantile, reserve your space. With
Roaming the Osage Historic Scenic Tour.
Call 918-440-5312. Just kick back and enjoy this guided 90-minute tour in a convertible BMW bus. And find out why thousands have liked us on Facebook.
Roaming the Osage Historic Scenic Tour.
Located just four blocks east of the Mercantile on Main Street. 918-440-5312. You'll be glad you did. 918-440-5312.
The Prairie Cottage in Pawhuska has opened its doors for a delightful shopping excursion. Declaring a style of their own with a rustic touch of home decor, Brighton and rustic cuff jewelry and bags. Step out in the latest Calamity Jane Oklahoma t-shirts, along with their numerous other Oklahoma branded gift items. Gather in the kitchen with darling towels, shakers, decor, and such that inspire you to entertain. All at the Prairie Cottage, 127 West Main in Pawhuska.
A medical emergency never strikes at a good time. But are you prepared? Have you made a plan for aftercare? Pawhuska Hospital has undergone major positive changes to be ready for you when the emergency or a medical need arises. Exceptional care for emergencies, cardiac diagnostic, rehab, sports meds, swing beds, lab, x-ray, ultrasound, CT, and Dalton Smith, now heading up physical and occupational therapy. Pawhuska Hospital, quality care close to home, 1101 East 15th in Pawhuska.
Who doesn't like Mexican food? Rancho Los Primos in Pawhuska is one of the best Mexican restaurants around. It's like Little Mexico with the big Mexican taste. You'll find daily specials that fit right into a tight budget. And celebrating football season, Rancho Los Primos is treating the football players and coaches to $1 soda drinks along with $1 off meals all season long. Delicious Mexican cuisine with a great price. Rancho Los Primos at 205 East Main. Call or dine in. 918-640-5086.
Blue Sky Bank, 100% Oklahoma-owned, serving the people of Oklahoma for over 100 years with personal and friendly banking, bringing you competitive rates, customer service you deserve, and banking convenience with four locations to serve you better. 101 East 8th Street in Pawhuska, 400 North Broadway in Cleveland, the Box Yard in downtown Tulsa, and 3353 East 41st Street in Tulsa. Blue Sky Bank, proud supporter of the Pawhuska Huskies, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Preserving the memory of a loved one in stone is what McCartney Monument in Pawhuska is dedicated to achieving. Pay your final tribute with a customized idea or go traditional, any size, color, or style, with many designs to create your stone with photographs or images, words, and lettering. There's a selection of bronze markers and military replicas. Pet markers also available. Call Charmaine or Adam for an appointment to design a memory in stone. McCartney Monument, 918-287-2624.
Insuring homes and autos are but a small part of what the Tolson Agency can do for you. The Tolson Agency can assist you in determining your insurance needs and what it will take to protect you and your farm or ranch. The Tolson Agency is an independent agency representing small companies to better meet the needs of their clients. In business since 1905, Tolson Agency has gained the knowledge and expertise to advise their clients of suitable amounts of insurance and the coverages required. The Tolson Insurance Agency on Cajica in Pawhuska. Call today and schedule an insurance review at 918-287-4233.
Burbank Materials wants to help you rock and road. When you're building roadways and driveways, you got to have rock to build that road, and Burbank Materials has what you need. Whether it's rock for oil field roads, access roads, maintenance roads, ranch roads, or even driveways, Burbank Materials can supply you with small orders or semi-truck loads. Burbank Materials, Highway 16 and 18 at the flashing light, go 1 mile north and 1.5 miles west. Burbank Materials, they know how to rock.
Who doesn't like Mexican food? Rancho Los Primos in Pawhuska is one of the best Mexican restaurants around. It's like Little Mexico with the big Mexican taste. You'll find daily specials that fit right into a tight budget. And celebrating football season, Rancho Los Primos is treating the football players and coaches to $1 soda drinks along with $1 off meals all season long. Delicious Mexican cuisine with a great price. Rancho Los Primos at 205 East Main. Call or dine in. 918-640-5086.
The Prairie Cottage in Pawhuska has opened its doors for a delightful shopping excursion. Declaring a style of their own with a rustic touch of home decor, Brighton and rustic cuff jewelry and bags. Step out in the latest Calamity Jane Oklahoma t-shirts, along with their numerous other Oklahoma branded gift items. Gather in the kitchen with darling towels, shakers, decor, and such that inspire you to entertain. All at the Prairie Cottage, 127 West Main in Pawhuska.
Pawhuska Hospital has opened Pawhuska Family Medical Clinic. Dr. Cameron Rumsey, Medical Director, and the highly qualified staff at Pawhuska Family Medical Clinic are scheduling and accepting new patients. Excellent customer service with scheduling and final processing to provide you a short wait time. They work closely with the Pawhuska Hospital, equipped for further testing and procedures if needed. Caring providers with quality care close to home. Pawhuska Family Medical Clinic, next to Pawhuska Hospital.
And welcome back here to Oklahoma Union High School. We are at halftime, 24-0 in favor of the Pawhuska Huskies. The Huskies get on the board early in the first half, or in the first quarter. Opening kickoff returned by Cade McNeil for 75 yards for what looked to be a touchdown, only to be called back by a hold on the 5-yard line, move the ball back to the 17-yard line. Two plays later, after a 15-yard completion from Bryce Drummond to Evan Fry, Drummond picks up a fumble snap and just dives into the end zone for the touchdown, putting the Huskies on top. Easton Kirk would run the option, get the two-point conversion, put the Huskies up 8-0. Then it was a seesaw battle back and forth, fumble or two turnovers, one each team, lots of penalties, and no scoring until late in the second quarter. The Huskies get on the board again. Easton Kirk with a 20-yard run from the quarterback position, just a quarterback sweep around the right side. He scored the touchdown. And then Bryce Drummond got the two-point conversion, a pass from Easton Kirk to Bryce Drummond. The third touchdown came after Oklahoma Union decided to go for it on fourth down on their own end of the field with less than 2 minutes to play before halftime. And the Huskies drove down the field on long passes by Bryce Drummond and finally hits JT Waddle for a 10-yard touchdown with 19 seconds left in the half. JT would also get the two-point conversion, and the score now 24-0 here at Oklahoma Union. Still about 9-10 minutes before the opening or the second half kickoff. So we'll take a timeout. We'll be back with more from Oklahoma Union after these messages on 99.1 FM Sports Talk.
Blue Sky Bank, 100% Oklahoma-owned, serving the people of Oklahoma for over 100 years with personal and friendly banking, bringing you competitive rates, customer service you deserve, and banking convenience with four locations to serve you better. 101 East 8th Street in Pawhuska, 400 North Broadway in Cleveland, The Box Yard in downtown Tulsa, and 3353 East 41st Street in Tulsa. Blue Sky Bank, proud supporter of the Pawhuska Huskies, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When losing a family loved one, whether expected or not, the mourning and loss take hold. Kendrick McCartney Johnson Funeral Home in Pawhuska is known for their care and compassion. Decision-making is at the forefront and usually the last thing you want to think about. Adam and Chris are there to help you quickly make choices with more comfort and less stress. Kendrick McCartney Johnson Funeral Home, offering pre-planning to save your family duress at such a difficult time. Call Charmaine for an appointment, 918-287-2297.
Insuring homes and autos are but a small part of what the Tolson Agency can do for you. The Tolson Agency can assist you in determining your insurance needs and what it will take to protect you and your farm or ranch. The Tolson Agency is an independent agency representing small companies to better meet the needs of their clients. In business since 1905, Tolson Agency has gained the knowledge and expertise to advise their clients of suitable amounts of insurance and the coverages required. The Tolson Insurance Agency on Kahika in Pawhuska. Call today and schedule an insurance review at 918-287-4233.
More tours have been added.
Roaming the Osage Historic Scenic Tour.
Enjoy a historical and scenic tour in and around Pawhuska and learn more and enjoy the view of the Osage Hills, the Tallgrass Prairie, the Drummond Ranch, and much more. Tour in a convertible Mercedes bus and now offering tours to the Drummond Lodge. Call now for available dates. Tours are limited. If you're headed to Pawhuska or to the Mercantile, reserve your space. With
Roaming the Osage Historic Scenic Tour.
Call 918-440-5312. Just kick back and enjoy this guided 90-minute tour in a convertible BMW bus. And find out why thousands have liked us on Facebook.
Roaming the Osage Historic Scenic Tour.
Located just 4 blocks east of the Mercantile on Main Street. 918-440-5312. You'll be glad you did. 918-440-5312.
The Prairie Cottage in Pawhuska has opened its doors for a delightful shopping excursion. Declaring a style of their own with a rustic touch of home decor, Brighton and rustic cuff jewelry and bags. Step out in the latest Calamity Jane Oklahoma t-shirts, along with their numerous other Oklahoma branded gift items. Gather in the kitchen with darling towels, shakers, decor, and such that inspire you to entertain. All at the Prairie Cottage, 127 West Main in Pawhuska.
A medical emergency never strikes at a good time. But are you prepared? Have you made a plan for aftercare? Pawhuska Hospital has undergone major positive changes to be ready for you when the emergency or a medical need arises. Exceptional care for emergencies, cardiac diagnostic, rehab, sports meds, swing beds, lab, x-ray, ultrasound, CT, and Dalton Smith, now heading up physical and occupational therapy. Pawhuska Hospital, quality care close to home, 1101 East 15th in Pawhuska.
Who doesn't like Mexican food? Rancho Los Primos in Pawhuska is one of the best Mexican restaurants around. It's like Little Mexico with the big Mexican taste. You'll find daily specials that fit right into a tight budget. And celebrating football season, Rancho Los Primos is treating the football players and coaches to $1 soda drinks along with $1 off meals all season long. Delicious Mexican cuisine with a great price. Rancho Los Primos at 205 East Main. Call or dine in. 918-640-5086.
Blue Sky Bank, 100% Oklahoma-owned, serving the people of Oklahoma for over 100 years with personal and friendly banking, bringing you competitive rates, customer service you deserve, and banking convenience with four locations to serve you better. 101 East 8th Street in Pawhuska, 400 North Broadway in Cleveland, The Box Yard in downtown Tulsa, and 3353 East 41st Street in Tulsa. Blue Sky Bank, proud supporter of the Pawhuska Huskies, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Preserving the memory of a loved one in stone is what McCartney Monument in Pawhuska is dedicated to achieving. Pay your final tribute with a customized idea or go traditional, any size, color, or style, with many designs to create your stone with photographs or images, words, and lettering. There's a selection of bronze markers and military replicas. Pet markers also available. Call Charmaine or Adam for an appointment to design a memory in stone. McCartney Monument, 918-287-2624.
Insuring homes and autos are but a small part of what the Tolson Agency can do for you. The Tolson Agency can assist you in determining your insurance needs and what it will take to protect you and your farm or ranch. The Tolson Agency is an independent agency representing small companies to better meet the needs of their clients. In business since 1905, Tolson Agency has gained the knowledge and expertise to advise their clients of suitable amounts of insurance and the coverages required. The Tolson Insurance Agency on Kahika in Pawhuska. Call today and schedule an insurance review at 918-287-4233.
Burbank Materials wants to help you rock and road. When you're building roadways and driveways, you got to have rock to build that road, and Burbank Materials has what you need. Whether it's rock for oil field roads, access roads, maintenance roads, ranch roads, or even driveways, Burbank Materials can supply you with small orders or semi-truckloads. Burbank Materials, Highway 16 and 18 at the flashing light, go 1 mile north and 1.5 miles west. Burbank Materials, they know how to rock.
Who doesn't like Mexican food? Rancho Los Primos in Pawhuska is one of the best Mexican restaurants around. It's like Little Mexico with the big Mexican taste. You'll find daily specials that fit right into a tight budget. And celebrating football season, Rancho Los Primos is treating the football players and coaches to $1 soda drinks along with $1 off meals all season long. Delicious Mexican cuisine with a great price. Rancho Los Primos at 205 East Main. Call or dine in. 918-640-5086.
And welcome back to Oklahoma Union High School. We're just about ready for the second half kickoff. Huskies up 24-0 at halftime. The second half kickoff will be brought to you by American Heritage Bank. American Heritage Bank is ready when you are, whether you need them once a week or once a year. American Heritage Bank stands ready to serve all your financial needs, from car loans to investing in your business or advising you on a comprehensive retirement plan through their in-house investment center. American Heritage Bank is fully equipped to go the distance for you. Stop in and see them Monday morning. It's Simply Better Banking. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. American Heritage Bank, proud sponsors of your Pawhuska Huskies. So Oklahoma Union won the toss to begin the game. They deferred to the second half, so they'll have the ball to start the second half, trailing the Huskies 24-0. Huskies with touchdown runs by Bryce Drummond and Easton Kirk, and a touchdown pass from Bryce Drummond to JT Waddle. Huskies lead 24-0 here at halftime. Both teams back out, wrapping up their second half stretches, just about ready for football. Oklahoma Union making their way to their sideline. Huskies gathering in the middle of the field. Now it looks like the officials want 3 more minutes back on the clock. You already got a 20-minute halftime. I'm not sure what the extended 3 minutes is. Huskies now go to their sideline. Both teams are ready to play. Officials wanting that extra 3 minutes. We'll see what they decide to do here. Huskies scored on the second play of the game from the line of scrimmage after an Easton Kirk touchdown return at more of the opening kickoff was called back due to a holding call. And the fact that these quarterbacks are, well, Bryce Drummond's having success throwing the ball down the field the last few plays. It's kind of odd because we've got a south wind, probably 10, 15 miles an hour at our back, which puts it blowing sideways to him. This field at Oklahoma Union runs east and west instead of north and south like your traditional football fields. So you're actually having you got a side wind coming in for your quarterback instead of in his face or at his back. So Oklahoma Union, they're going to go ahead and take the field. Minute and 45 still on the clock. Huskies ready to go as well. They're huddled up on the far sideline. A.J. Soliano will be kicking off for the Huskies to start the second half. Huskies up 24-0. Officials are determined we're going to run that 3 minutes off the clock. They stand out, huddled up near midfield. Oklahoma Union already lined up to return the kick. Huskies still just in the huddle on the sideline, waiting on that final minute 10 to tick off so we can get started here in the second half. Now the officials are going to break the huddle, maybe get us started a few seconds early. A.J. Soliano sets his tee on the ground, just waiting on the football from the referee. They've put 12 minutes on the clock now. Head referee doesn't seem to like it, but not sure why we were content. We're not content. We're ready to play when both teams are ready to play, but here we go. Takes his time getting back to the 10-yard line. Soliano has it teed up. And there's the whistle ready for play. Soliano puts the left foot into it. Low line drive kick, taken at the 20-yard line. Straight up the field to the 30, 35, all the way out to near the 40-yard line for the return man. Be the Cougars' ball at the 41-yard line, 40-yard line in their own territory.